It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe this is the last show for 2019, depending on when you're listening to this, either December 28th at 9 a.m. or it's December 29th at 7 a.m. Big shout out to all my running friends for doing the arthritis race at Runlet a couple weeks ago, and also the race at the Loudon Racetrack, and then a race that we do at Bishop Brady for my great friend Perry Segros, who's a teacher at NHTI, and every year we celebrate his, I won't tell you which birthday it is, but it's over 60. We do a four-miler at Bishop Brady, and it's about a month after the Thanksgiving race that's there, so everybody says how much can see if they've slowed down, you know, over a month. So thank you all, my running friends. Want to thank last week's guest, Dr. Andy McKibben. Was very, very insightful in terms of the evolution of dentistry. And, of course, Northeast Delta Dental, while we certainly are a community partner and sponsor just about everything, our main theme, of course, is oral health. This weekend with me is another great community partner, the executive director of the McCall-Shepherd Discovery Center, Jeannie Giralskis. Jeannie, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know it's a busy time for you. I'm at the Discovery Center, so I appreciate the time you're giving me.
Well, we're really excited about everything we're doing, and thank you so much for inviting me to come again.
Of course, and just I'll get it right off the top. The website is starhop1word.com, and we're always looking for new members, and we're looking for people to attend the various shows that are there, and Jeannie will get into some of that. So let's, in the spirit of transparency, you've got to tell our history, you know. It's been almost now a quarter of a century when then known as the Krista McCall of Planetarium, we were looking for a new executive director, and I had moved to New Hampshire in 1995, and my predecessor said, you've got to get involved with the McCall of Discovery Center, Planetarium then known, and so I got on that board, and the first thing we learned is that we needed an executive director, and there Jeannie popped onto the screen. From Alaska, right?
Yes, from Ketchikan, Alaska.
And so it's been almost 25 years for you, correct?
Yeah. Yesterday was the, 22nd anniversary of me being appointed to the position.
Awesome. So we're going to get up to that that quarter century. And thank you. I mean, you've really led the Discovery Center. Probably as background, people should know that it was basically disengaged from the state, and basically, you know, Jeannie has to, in effect, run it independently. Why don't you explain that and also explain generally how you become a member and a sponsor?
Sure. Well, we were a standalone planetarium for many years, about 9,400 square feet. And then we built a museum that we opened in 2009, the McCall of Shepherd Discovery Center, which is altogether a little over 45,000 square feet. So it was quite a bit of growth. Now, we broke ground in 2007, and the economy broke in 2008. So
good timing.
Yeah. So there was a bit of a challenge for the state in being able to fund a science museum. So looking at the revenues available, the governor and legislature wanted us to come up with some innovative solutions going forward. So I got together a brain trust. We threw around a lot of ideas and just came up with a plan of creating an independent nonprofit science museum for New Hampshire. That's what we did. We thought we'd have a couple of years, and the legislature patted us on the back and said, you can do it, go for it, here's do it in 6 months. So wow. We did. And now we've wrapped up 7 years of nonprofit operation.
Yeah, it's terrific. So tell us how you're sustainable. You obviously attract customers, guests far beyond New Hampshire, and I see a lot of school buses during the year. So tell us how you remain and keep your sustainability, and tell us kind of the breadth of your outreach of customers.
Okay, well, we have a general museum operation where we have science exhibits and planetarium shows, and we attract visitors from all over the world, really. But 74% are from New Hampshire, 98% from New England altogether. And then we've got people from New Zealand and California and everywhere coming here. So that's our general museum population. Then we,
and the people from New Zealand and California probably like to be here as opposed to an earthquake in New Zealand or fires in California, right?
Yes.
Much safer at the Discovery Center.
Yes, and more fun.
And more fun.
Yeah. And air-conditioned when they're looking at the huge temperature rises in that part of the world. So we also have school groups coming through. We serve about 10,000 kids from kindergarten through high school every year. And they come from New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont. There's one school that comes down from New Brunswick every other year. So we serve her. And once in a while we get a school from Rhode Island, but that's a bit of a haul. So it's mostly the contingent New England states.
And that, of course, puts a huge smile to my face, because when I was chair of the State Board of Ed and served on the State Board for many years, one of the things we always tried to promote was extended learning opportunities and real-world opportunities and Discovery Center. To see the school buses there, it's really awesome. So, Jeannie, could you use more members and more sponsorships?
Absolutely. And then some of our other ways we bring in funds is we have a facility rental program. So if anyone's having a corporate party, birthday party, prom, bar mitzvah, come see us. So that's another way that we pay the bills.
And those are awesome. If you've ever had a reception over there, it's terrific. Again, the website is starhop.com. So looking back, as 2019 is almost ending, it was probably a very exciting year, given that it was the 50th anniversary of the landing of Apollo 11, one small step for man and one giant step for mankind. So how did you celebrate that feat all year long?
Oh, we had a wonderful time with this anniversary. It was a nationwide celebration, and we were part of it. So we partnered with New Hampshire Public Television and worked on a documentary with them called New Hampshire in Space. We had we worked on exhibits, and this was a real game changer for us. We got some wonderful sponsors to step up to give us funding to help us both create exhibits and build our in-house exhibit creation skills and involve the community in what we do.
So you got a grant from Jane's Trust and also from NASA.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's terrific. So tell us about some of the things that allowed you to exhibit, such as, you know, the lunar colony and the Rick's Corner and things like that.
Yeah, well, we created a lunar colony called Shackleton Station that is located inside a lava tube on the south pole of the moon, in our minds at any rate. And so what it is it's both a habitat and a workspace. So we have a hydroponic garden in the lunar colony, and we have bunk beds, and we have a toilet, a space toilet that's all recycled. We put some plexiglass down so no new learners that are involved with learning how to use toilets get inspired.
Inspired. I like that. But I have a little granddaughter at home, so I understand. Okay.
Yeah, so it teaches you how you would recycle the waste on the moon. And then we also, you would probably not spend a lot of time on the surface, because the moon doesn't have a magnetosphere, so you're not protected from all the radiation that comes from the sun and from distant stars. So you'd probably be doing a lot of robotic mining on the moon and robotic exploration. So we have a little setup where you can operate robots that are outside the lunar colony, and you can watch on a screen to see what your robots are doing while your friends are outside watching the robots in action.
Wow.
So that's just the lunar colony. And then we have an area that's just for kids that are from 0 to 5. That's something that we really didn't have enough of at the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center. So we created a space where kids can explore the moon and build lunar rock walls and use their own areas to crawl in and out of. So we created a little lunar exploration area. And then we lost a really good friend this year, Rick Searfoss, who was an astronaut from Portsmouth. And his sister donated funds to create Rick's Corner.
So this is with the books about the moon and so forth?
Yes, and so we were able to have pictures of Rick when he was a little boy, so you can see his early inspiration holding like little model airplanes, and we have model airplanes everywhere in that area, and then we also have wonderful books on the moon and other science topics.
What about, I hear you've got a large moon puzzle. Tell us about that.
Oh, that is really fun. We have an 81-square-foot moon puzzle. So it's not something that most people would want to do by themselves. It's really a team effort. So we have all these big pieces of the moon, and you have to spread out on the floor, get your team together, and try to put together a 9-foot by 9-foot map of the moon. So that's something that people like to do every day. And sometimes one group will start the moon, and then someone else will join in and build the North Pole, and someone else will build the South Pole, and then someone will create the inside. So it's fun to see it as the day goes on get full. And then at the end of the day, we take it apart. And then the next day, it starts all over again.
You know, I tell you this all the time, but I'm always amazed with how you keep it all refreshed. Because in this day and age where people can just go on the internet and see things, it's important that it be, you know, interactive. So thank you. It's tremendous. I know you want to get a shout out to all of your board members, a pretty terrific group of people, including Dave Cuzzy, who I know through my work with the New Hampshire Scholars. But why don't you list out, I know Bruce is the reelected as chair, but why don't you list your board members so people
sure.
can hear their names?
Yeah, we just had our board election in September, and Bruce Andrews is a retired aerospace CEO. He was reelected as chair. And then a name people might be familiar with, Walt Havenstein. He was the CEO of Sanders, and then he was the one that was at the helm when it became BAE Systems. He later worked for SAIC.
And then ran for governor. So he's been very helpful as well with our work with the juvenile diabetes group.
And he's just wonderful. He just got elected as vice chair. Then Laura Provo is the owner and a financial advisor at Altus Investments, so perfect person to have for your treasurer. And Dave Cuzzy is the owner of Prospect Strategies, and he's our secretary. So they're a great group to work with. And in addition to that, we brought on Dave Cuzzy, Michael Cusack from BAE Systems, and Beverly Bruce of the Bruce Group. They joined the board last year. And then this year, Chris Wolf, who's the CEO and president of M&R Technologies out in Newfield, was just voted onto the board. And he's going to be joining the mission committee, the committee that helps us evaluate all of our educational efforts. So that chair of that committee is Steve Davis, who is the chief scientist at Physical Sciences, Inc., and Steve Lundquist, who's a project manager at Colesman, and Paul Burkett, who's currently an attorney but at Rathjung in Pignatelli, but used to be a nuclear submarine officer. So they're part of our mission committee, along with former Air Force Colonel Bill Moran and a wonderful middle school science teacher from Londonderry, all on this committee.
It's like a who's who of a board there. Certainly people passionate about this. So when we return from commercial break, I'm going to ask Jeannie to talk about what we have to look forward to in 2020. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, and this week in joining me is the Executive Director of the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center, Jeannie Jaralskis. And Jeannie, let's finish up with, I think you need to name one more board member, and then we'll talk a little bit about sponsorships and then look ahead to 2020.
Yeah, another person that's been really fun to work with is Brian Parsons of Cross Insurance. He's an account executive there, and he's been really helpful in keeping us safe.
Perfect. And Cross is a great, great community partner in many ways. Again, if we've intrigued you already with a review of 2019, go on the website starhop.com, become a member, become a donor. We do need also some employers to step up. We have existing sponsors, some generous sponsors such as the Associate Grocers of New England, TD Bank Foundation, Northeast Delta Dental, Cross Insurance, just referenced, Hanover Insurance, Altus Investments and Capital Advisors, and there's more, and we need more. So again, StarHop www.nonprofitmedicinenetwork.com. So you mentioned you just wrapped up your 7 year of a nonprofit, you know, operation, separating yourself from the state, and you covered 2019, which is a terrific year. And I think that being the linchpin, being the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, was probably a good way to rally the troops around the year. So I congratulate you on that. How about looking ahead to 2020? I know that you're always thinking 5 years ahead. So some of these ideas I know were percolating a few years ago. But tell us what we have to look forward to in 2020.
Well, sure. For one thing, we're open 7 days a week right now through January 5, because this is our Christmas vacation.
Perfect.
So,
parents out there, if your kids are driving you crazy, regardless of how old they are, come down to the Discovery Center, and they'll be happy, and it's way more than what they can get on the internet. Good, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is definitely something to do if you're not on the ski slopes. You know, get to the Discovery Center. Thank you for mentioning that.
Sure, and then we have a program that we've been doing for a really long time. We've been the first Friday of every month. We have a wonderful group of amateur astronomers that come out with telescopes. So everyone can come out on our lawn, and for free, they can look up at the night sky and see what's up in the night sky, as long as it's a clear night. And these astronomers, they will be out there if there's the least chance that the clouds will part and you can see a star or a nebula or anything that's visible. They will show you the rings of Saturn or the moons of Jupiter. It's just wonderful. And then we arrange to have a special guest scientist give a talk, or a special educator. And sometimes we have our staff if there's a topic that we're really excited about. So that first Friday night, we're open from 6:30 to 9:30. And it's you pay to come inside to the program, or you just see the stars at night for free. And then we have something that our friends at the Museum of Science in Boston gave us that we're working on right now. An exhibit that they had called Virtual Fish Tank. They have donated it to us, and we have our staff working hard on getting it all set up. So that should be available all this month of January for people to come in and check out. It's a fun interactive where you have fish demonstrating predator-prey behavior and schooling and going independent. So you can work in teams to make your fish chase after other people's fish. It'll be really fun.
Wow, that's terrific. You've broadened and diversified into being an aquarium too. Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's the technology part is STEM. And then we started a new initiative toward the end of 2019 that we're carrying into 2020. And this is called Community Nights Out. It's a monthly night event for 21+. It's part of our trying to be part of the solution in New Hampshire to creating a good social environment for millennials so we can keep them here in the state. We've had a series of programs, and January 14th is our next one. It's going to be a game night for grown-ups. So we're going to have games set up all over the Discovery Center, plus some games that are involved with the actual physical plant. So it's going to be a really fun night, and I hope people come to that.
Awesome. Now tell us, you're also doing some work with teens, both in high school and at the NHGI campus, which is right there. So tell us about that.
Yeah, this is another pilot program. We're starting with some initial startup funding from NASA. So we've been working with high school students at the Virtual Learning Academy and some NHGI students on creating animations for the planetarium. So we haven't done this before. We upgraded our planetarium system in 2007 to a full dome system, and we didn't have the in-house skill base to be able to create new programs. But through our work on the exhibits for the lunar projects, we ended up getting some software that works great for creating components of planetarium shows. So we'll be working with the students in the spring on this. And then in the fall, we're going to be working with high school students on doing the research for and building interactive exhibits on human physiology in space.
Wow. That's terrific. And tell us about this really cool thing, a thief in the house, and how you're involved with that.
Well, there is an author in New Hampshire named Mark Okrant. He used to run the Institute for New Hampshire Studies at Plymouth State University. And he has created a series of mysteries that take place all over New Hampshire. So the one that just got published, A Thief in the House, is it takes place in the state capitol, the McCullough-Shepard Discovery Center, and the Beaver Meadow Golf Course.
Wow, so you're one of the three marquee places. That's really, really cool.
And we brought Mark through every nook and cranny at the Discovery Center so he could get a good idea of how to do the setting for this.
Got to get a copy of that book. And then for folks that are involved with your school system, whether you're the superintendent or principal, reminder, Jeannie can be reached at 271-7827. If you have an ELL coordinator, extended learning opportunity coordinator, definitely get a hold of Jeannie, because nothing puts a bigger smile to my face than when I see the buses, you know, rolling into the Discovery Center, and it's a perfect extended learning opportunity. The website, again, is starhop.com. If you want to donate, starhop.com/support. And if you want to speak to Jeannie directly, just call 271-7827. You also, tell us about this, because I know I've had some adult friends tell me their kids have really enjoyed it. Tell us about the 7 weeks of summer STEM camp, STEM being science, technology, engineering, and math. One of these days, Jeannie, you're going to put the A in there for arts, because remember, I was an English major at Harvard, but whatever. But tell us about the STEM camps.
Every year we have a series of summer camps. They're day camps. And we have kids from ages 5 to 14 in the camps, not all in the same camp. We'll have a camp for 5 to 7-year-olds and a camp for 8 to 10-year-olds and 12 to 14-year-olds. And through these camps, we explore a number of different skills in science and engineering that range from learning how to build and launch model rockets to doing field biology, where you set up cameras and find out where wildlife lives in the land around the McCullough-Shepard Discovery Center and the pond nearby on right by Delta Dental.
Perfect. So, you know, I get sometimes parents saying, you know, like, geez, I wasn't really good at math. I want my kids to. And, of course, one thing, just an aside, never say, I wasn't good at math, don't worry about it. Everybody needs to know that. So I'm so glad that you're doing this in a way that, you know, the kids are having fun. Because one of the things I've learned with my work at the State Board, the best science teachers and who empower their students to experience real life, and then they really learn it. So this is a great opportunity. Finally, let's talk about the cafe, which I know a lot of my colleagues, you know, sneak over there for lunch. So tell us, I think you've had a rebirth of it, maybe?
Yes. This woman came into our life appropriately named Stella, which means star.
And it she does. Is, yeah, well, isn't that funny?
She has taken over the cafe, and she is just really dynamic. She's got some wonderful ideas for menu items, and she decided that this time of year, we're open to the public 3 days a week for 36 weeks a year, and then for another 16 weeks, we're open 7 days. Well, the weeks where we're only open 3 days a week, she feels are not enough to really do a good business in the cafe, so she decided to be open 7 days a week.
Wow. That's terrific.
And online ordering.
And I was going to say, don't forget the online ordering, so Thank you, Stella. You're getting some great feedback. So, as I always say, Jeannie's done a great job leading the organization. We have this jewel in right here in Concord, right across the street from Delta Dental, right in the NHTI campus. You see the rocket. Let's get people going. Become a member, starhop.com. Donate generally, starhop.com/support. Use it as a rental facility for a wedding, for a business reception, and go there for educational purposes. And if you're looking for something to do over the holiday season in December and January, head down there. I can't miss it, right across the street from NHGI and Delta Dental. Phone number 271-7827, starhop.com. Jeannie, thank you for leading and keeping this jewel so vibrant right here in New Hampshire, the McAuliffe Shepherd Discovery Center.
Well, you're welcome. And let me tell you one more thing just
sure,
on the A part, the art part. We did a lunar calendar based on a student art contest.
Oh, my God. And there it is.
You can't see
this listening audience. But you will love it. She's come up with the calendar. She's put the A in STEM. Thank you so much.
It was a student art contest. New Hampshire students. And
every
page is a new artwork of
it's
one
beautiful,
of the
beautiful. And I think you can purchase it there, right?
Yes. And this one's for you. This
oh,
is
oh
a present.
Oh, my God. Oh, thank you. All right. Tom Raffio for Jeannie. Return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And happy holidays.